So I think the key thing is that there's variations in hormones through the menstrual cycle. So estrogen and progesterone have like a cyclical pattern that varies through the 28 to 35 day cycle of your average female. And the problem is that we simply don't understand that each phase, what exactly is going on, because research just hasn't been done. And the key reason for that is because effectively, you need females to come in every single day and track their response to many different things. Now, that adds costs and time. And we're always wanting to forge forward with research, and this would be taking like a massive backward step. So either females are not included, or they're only tested in their early follicular phase where their hormone levels are really low and most similar to that of a man, or they're given the oral contraceptive, so effectively everything's just the same. But women have to complete all phases of their menstrual cycle and live at all phases of their menstrual cycle. So effectively, we're missing massive snapshots of time.
Is there research on women's menstrual cycles, or just the menstrual cycle, full stop?
Very limited. I mean, in away from the exercise field, like, yes, there is in part, like, we know how the hormones cycle, for example, but we don't know the repercussions of that. Like, I was at a conference last week and they were talking about females in the heart, like how females' hearts are different to male hearts. But there's sort of a generally accepted, like, I put my hand up and I said, okay, but hang on, what about certain phases of their menstrual cycle? And they said, yeah, well, we don't think there'll be a change, but we don't really know. And then there's a very well-known female researcher who jumped up and said, hang on a minute, like, we don't know that.
Does that surprise you that, we're on our way to curing cancer, but we still don't know how women's menstrual cycles work?
exactly. Like, I mean, it is like a fundamental thing of life. Like, I mean, if in my article I alluded to this fact that 80% of drugs withdrawn from the market are due to unacceptable side effects on women. Now, Alison McGregor, who's a co-author on the paper, is really trying to forge forward in female research, which is brilliant. And I think in the clinical world, they're doing a better job. And I mean, it's likely that they are, well, it's inevitable that they'd be more ahead of the sports science or sports medicine field. But still, they're struggling. Like, it's really hard to make up for that historical lack of studies. And as I said, like, yeah, you always want to push forward and not add in extra costs. And doing research in females, I guess, is going to do that.
So, discrimination aside, because a woman's menstrual cycle is a variable you can't control, and when you're doing research, you obviously want to control all the variables. Do you think we will see an increase in women's research, or is it just too hard?
No, I definitely think we can do. I mean, I was having a long discussion with my supervisor about this last night, and like, I'm definitely, as soon as I finish my PhD, like, that is my key area. And I mean, hoping that this like editorial will start encouraging people to start bridging this gap. Like, I think we've got to appreciate that we're going to have to take some steps back in females in a way. We can't just keep finding out new things about the general exercising population. We need to go and look specifically at females. And now it sounds like I'm discriminating, but we have to gain this, like, for example, does their metabolism vary through the menstrual cycle? Like, could that be a reason for all these performance detriments, which are noted by many females? And that's like a massive part. I mean, it's the Olympics coming up. I'd love to find out the number of females on the day of competition actually feel that their menstrual cycle is holding them back.
Is there research looking at that?
I really don't think so. Not that I found. I mean, in my first study, I looked at the number of females who solely said that their menstrual cycle affected their performance, and it was 41%. Like, that's a hell of a lot, and that includes elite athletes as well. So effectively, on the start line of every race, like, two in every five are saying that their menstrual cycle is preventing them from performing at their best. And it could be that the others are taking the oral contraceptive, so just to control it. There's a fundamental issue which I just don't think it's kind of, because it's this taboo subject and no one wants to talk about it, but actually it needs to be addressed.
And in saying that, do we know what effect the oral contraceptive has on performance compared to women who aren't on the oral contraceptive?
Exactly. No, and that's my supervisor's biggest kind of bugbear. He's always saying, well, we don't know. Like, it could be, I mean, it's assumed that it's fine, and like, I mean, there have obviously been trials done on it, but we don't know how it affects your performance, because the cyclical variation in hormones may actually be good. It might be good for bone health, and I wouldn't be surprised if it is. Like, it happens for a reason, but when you're taking your contraceptive, you take that away.
You mentioned we're not sure, for example, how the menstrual cycle affects metabolism. Is there anything else in the sport and exercise field that's really missing the menstrual cycle?
So much, like immune status, oxidative stress levels, injury. So injury risk is said to vary through the menstrual cycle. Like strength varies through the menstrual cycle. This is all hypothesized. So this is the problem. Like I've got this image of how the hormones vary, but we don't actually know if any of this is real, because it's all one study says this, one study says that, because there's just not enough out there. There's a blood pressure even. There's a whole host of things which are said to be variable potentially.